1, we read, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." Verse 1 begins with, "Be imitators of God as dear children." We have been born again of the water and the Spirit. We've been adopted into God's family. We are now partakers of his divine nature. We are to imitate or mimic or copy our Father's attitudes, characteristics, speech, and behavior as his dear children. Be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. God, the one God and Father who is love, because of his great love with which he loved us, is now our God and Father. Our walk, our lives, our lifestyles are to be lived in him, through him, and to him. We are to think and speak and behave in love, in the love that is God, in the love in which he has for us, in which he loves. Be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us. The only begotten Son of God, the Christ of God, Jesus is the embodiment of God, of love. And in his person and life, he left us an example that we should follow in his steps. Love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. The word given here in Ephesians 5 literally means to give over into the hands of another. And the point of this scripture is to encourage us to consider that Christ gave himself over into the hands of another. Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering. The word offering literally means a presentation, to present something, a bringing to. It can be used to refer to the act of offering, or it can be used to refer to that which is offered. So who is this Jesus in the context of the definition of the word offering? He is both. Jesus presented himself. He brought himself. He offered himself. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The word sacrifice can refer to the act of sacrifice or to the victim that is the sacrifice. It can refer to the act of offering a sacrifice. Then objectively, it can be used to refer to that which is offered. Again, Jesus brought a sacrifice to God, and the sacrifice that he brought was himself. Be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is being compared to the Old Testament sweet savor sacrifices that were presented on the altar The idea behind the words sweet savor is that the sacrifice was acceptable to God, that it was well-pleasing to Him. The self-sacrificing love of Christ serves as our example that we should follow in His steps and walk as He walked. We are to be rooted and grounded in love, praying that we would be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. We are to bear with one another in love. We are to walk in love as Christ also has loved us, self-sacrificially, giving Himself for us to God as an offering and sacrifice for our sins, loving the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. As we think about the self-sacrificing love of Christ this morning together, as the beloved children of God, those who have been accepted in the beloved, I want us to encourage one another to think about His sacrifice for us, accepting His sacrifice for us, sacrificing ourselves for Him, and sacrificing ourselves for others. Number one, consider His sacrifice for you. The God who inhabits eternity to enter time emptied Himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. And when He had come as a man in His external form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. He descended. He gave Himself for you. Jesus, in His flesh, redeemed you with His blood, brought you near by His blood, reconciled you to God through the cross, the altar on which He offered Himself for your sins, where He presented Himself as a sacrifice for your sins. Consider His sacrifice for you. And number two, it's not enough to just consider His sacrifice for you, but accept His sacrifice for you. Ephesians is written to those who heard the gospel, who believed the gospel, and trusted in the good news that salvation, purposed in eternity, has been revealed in time and fulfilled in Christ Jesus, in whom, if we believe, we too can be saved by grace through Him who loved us. Consider His sacrifice for you. Accept His sacrifice for you. Sacrifice yourself for Him. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. When you consider His sacrifice for you, and when you accept His sacrifice for you, then you will be filled to overflowing with the love of God, with the self-sacrificial love of Christ, with the love of God that is poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit, a fruit of the Spirit, love. Then and only then will you be in a position to sacrifice yourself for Him. And then and only then will you be in a position to sacrifice yourself for others. As we read the book of Ephesians, as individual children of God. And as we read the letter to the Ephesians together as the collective children of God that compose the Andale family, every relationship discussed in the book of Ephesians involves self-sacrifice. Whether you're talking about the relationship between Jews and Gentiles, husbands and wives, wives and husbands, children and parents, parents and children, slaves and masters, masters and slaves, when these relationships lack humility and gentleness and long-suffering and bearing with one another in self-sacrificial love, they suffer and God isn't glorified. How do we get to where our Father longs for us to be? By considering Jesus' sacrifice for us. By accepting it in full assurance of faith, in sincerity. By sacrificing ourselves for Him on a daily basis. And sacrificing ourselves for others as Jesus did. Not only when He presented Himself as an offering and a sacrifice for sin, but in eternity when He chose to descend so that He might ascend and in ascending take home some brothers and sisters with Him. As we think about applying all of this to our life this morning, I want us to think about three areas. Time, money, and energy. Each of these are discussed in the book of Ephesians, but throughout God's Word. As we think about time, each of us is running out of it. When we look into Jesus and we consider His self-sacrificing love, what we see in Him is that within time, He redeemed time. In time, He made the most of the time He was given. He calls us to do the same in Ephesians 5 verse 16, to make the most of the time that we've been given. And the Spirit would encourage us to think about the fact that in Ephesians 5 verse 16, that our days are evil. Jesus's days were evil too. But He walked in self-sacrificing love and He overcame the world and the evil days of His life, and through Him, we can overcome the world and the evil days in which we live.
Amen.
Money. Each of us has so much of it. In John, the 12th chapter, Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, anointed Jesus' feet with expensive oil. And the house where they were filled, or the house where they were gathered, was filled with the fragrance, with the sweet aroma of the oil. Some among them thought it a waste. In Mark's account, Jesus told them, specifically those who thought it was a waste of money, to let her alone. And then Jesus said of Mary of Bethany, "She has done what she could." Do what you can with what you have to the glory of God. One of the purposes of work is to work in order to have something to give him who has need. Ephesians 4, verse 28. When it comes to money, each of us has so much of it. Do what you can with what you have. And finally, this morning, energy. Energy. So much of it is all we have of energy too. And we are also running out of it. I've been doing a lot of walking lately, and I convinced Abby to go out with me. And we were a little over a mile from the house, and I told her that I would race her back to the house, and whoever won could choose what we ate for dinner, thinking in my mind that I was going to run away with this little contest, only to not only have her beat me, but mockingly defeat me along the way as she would stop and look back and wave. When it comes to energy, we just have so much of it too, and we are also running out of it. What are you doing with the time and the money and the energy that you have been given? According to Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 17, there are those who live in the futility of their minds. Their understanding is darkened, and they are alienated from the life of God. Ignorance is in them. They are callous, sensual, greedy, impure. As the dear children of the true and living God, we are not to be like them. We are to learn Christ. We are to hear him, to be taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Deception and evil words abound. Don't be deceived by evil words. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And spend your time and your money and your energy walking in him, filled with the Holy Spirit, to the glory of our Father in heaven. We'll now turn our attention to the Lord's Supper, in which we celebrate the self-sacrifice of our Jesus. And we consider that he did this for us because of his great love. We gather around this table at this time because as individuals, we have accepted his sacrifice. And we do this in communion, not only with our Jesus, but with all of those who have accepted his sacrifice as well. We commune with him and with one another. And as we consider it, as we have accepted it, the supper nourishes us spiritually to conform to the image of Jesus in body and soul and spirit and in strength. The supper encourages us not only to look at what Jesus has done for us individually, but what he has blessed us with collectively, namely one another. And it builds within us this love and longing to sacrifice ourselves for one another in such a way that we can see Christ in us. God help us to that end.